For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you very much, Larson. Jeremy Bradley here. Welcome to The Scribble, and thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. Wow, what a difference a week makes. You know, we were first mocking Kim Kardashian and her, you know, pretend fake robbery in Paris. The week before that, it was all about Brad Pitt and Angelina and their divorce. And, you know, since we went off the air last week, we've got the Trump and Billy Bush scandal that's now unfolded. We're going into week number two of this, and it was interesting because as that weekend played out leading into the debate, naturally people were like, that's suspicious timing that all of a sudden this Access Hollywood tape is released about a day or day and a half before the debate and Clinton can zing him on it. And then Billy Bush, the fallout with his comments 11 years later, potentially, you know, losing his job because of what he said 11 years ago to Donald Trump. Now, on today's show, we have an interview with Billy Bush. It was April 30th, 2009. He was on our show talking about hosting one of Trump's pageants and also about some Access Hollywood segments that involved celebrity boobs and butts. Now, some of it has never been aired before. It did not air on our radio show. It was cut for time. And we have the entire clip for you. This is unedited, nothing was touched on it, so you're going to hear, you know, some stuff that should be cleaned up in editing, but we're giving you the whole thing, just to be honest. And you can hear his kids in the background at one point while he's talking about boobs and butts. So that question comes up, does that make him a bad parent when he's talking about things like that? And you can judge for yourself when you hear that coming up in just a few minutes. And our friend Dr. Karen Anderson, she's going to chime in about this whole thing. She's kind of a head doctor. She's going to tell us what it's like from a female perspective. If that was your husband, how would you feel? And is it really all that shocking to hear guys talk like that? Because the things that we hear nowadays and the things that we see on TV in terms of reality shows and breaking news coverage of terrorist attacks, is Trump saying the P word and talking about things like that really that bad? It is if you're almost 70 and a gross man like Donald Trump, but nevertheless, is that where society is nowadays, is having conversations like that? So Dr. Karen Anderson will be joining us a little bit later in the show. Would love to hear your thoughts on this matter if you're not already sick of talking about it. Send an email to live@jbonair.com, live@jbonair.com, or on Twitter @TheScribbleShow. Chime in @TheScribbleShow, because it's just like one scandal after another. And it seems like the shelf life of scandals is about a week, and then people either get sick of it or another scandal just kind of replaces it. You know, Kardashian is pissed that this Trump tape upstaged her, right? She's furious. So stick around. And next week on the show, we've got some Halloween cheapskate tips, because it is a very costly time of the year for just a few hours of fun. So we've got some of those from my best-selling book coming up next week on the show. Jam-packed schedule for you. Okay. So again, Billy Bush, April 30th, 2009, an interview from our radio show, Top of the Charts, where he talks about Trump, celebrity boobs and butts. It's coming up right after this. Thanks for tuning into The Scribble, everybody.
Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
Billy Bush, host of Access Hollywood, joining us on the line right now. Hi, Billy.
Hey, what's up, Jeremy?
Not too much. You've got a very busy plate with your hosting gigs of several different things. You've got radio, television, pageants. You do it all.
I do it all. I you got to do things that are different in order to keep yourself from going crazy doing the same thing. So the radio show is really fun, and that gets me out there and lets me expand a little more on, because Access Hollywood is so tight and highly edited. And Miss USA, come on. I mean, it's just, it's fun, it's live, it's always in a nice location.
And who would pass that up, really?
Please, exactly. I'm happily married man for 11 years, but I consider myself a connoisseur.
Well, and really, I mean, if you can get paid to be around such... It's like Howie Mandel.
Yeah, that's why Donald Trump owns it. I mean, it's, you know, he loves beauty. And I'm paid well to orchestrate the beauty around the stage.
What a life.
What a life!
Now, everybody's still talking about it. I want your... I'm going to give you two words. Miss California.
California, interesting. Tonight on my on Access Hollywood and also on the radio show, I have an interview with Miss California, or the executive director, Shayna Mokler, formerly of the Meet the Barkers on MTV and also a former Miss USA. I asked her, I said, before the pageant, did you guys buy Miss California and pay for her breast augmentation? She admitted, yes, they did. I didn't know that was, I mean, that was offered as part of the gig, but we kind of get into it on how those negotiations went down and whose idea it was, which is, and it's interesting because that's what was on her mind going in and coming out. Obviously, she's like a transformed person.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, she's now at the forefront of the, you know, traditional marriage crusade. She's been adopted. She's now speaking for National Organization of Marriage. Interesting.
Now, it seems like she's getting flayed alive for having a personal opinion about something. Tell me, because, as you mentioned, I know you've spoken with her also on your show since the incident. Do you agree or disagree with her response? Not necessarily her actual opinion, but in the way she answered, you know, on the pageant and in that forum.
Well, you're right. The exact question was, Vermont became the fourth state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think all states should follow suit? Why or why not? So the question was about states. Individually, should all states follow, and she ended up giving a personal opinion on same-sex marriage. So she just got blindsided by the question. She was like, whoa, holy mackerel, and that's what she came up with. You know, that moment is, I've seen wheels spin off a lot worse than that. In fact, Arizona was a little bit before her, and her answer was brutal. But, you know, I think that she could have answered the question differently and maybe done a little better. But at the end of the day, she had this personal opinion and feeling in there, and she shared it.
Every day you're reporting on...
it's the majority of the opinion of the country. It's also the same position as Barack Obama, at least politically.
Mm-hmm. So that could almost be...
I'm not alarmed by her answer. I think it's interesting that she's at the forefront of it.
Now, that could almost be considered a low for her, and every day on Access Hollywood you're talking about celebrity highs and lows. And speaking of that, this month on the show, we're going to be seeing a lot of the tops, and that's not to say that being at the top of a list is a good thing. One of the things that you're going to be featuring is the top five meltdowns. Tell me what else you're working on for that series.
Well, that's the top five. The fives have been, people are going crazy for this, because they're breaking out body parts and limbs and all kinds of things. It's like the top five boobs, the top five buns, the top five. Even I'm like looking at the boss going, what is going on here? But they're going everywhere. Top five meltdowns, top five, you know, the feuds. And then, you know, I think you'll see as it develops, you know, it'll get a little deeper. But we started with a bang with the buns and the chest and all that.
Now, you mentioned it.
Celebrities are watching. They want to know if they fit on this list.
Well, now, see, because you brought it up and you mentioned it, so who do you agree with the top one set of buns?
The top buns?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the buns were Kardashian. I do not agree with that.
Oh.
I said, wait a minute. If you're talking about what is the parameter, I don't think we define the parameters well enough, and that is why the next night in the boobs category, I made them define all natural. Because the buns were left on, I know plenty of people who would not have chosen Kardashian. We had Jessica Biel at number three. I would have put her way on top of that. I think we're looking at fame's buns as far as how famous they are. Like J-Lo has famous buns. Kardashian has very famous buns. They're on the way.
Now, you mentioned...
I've got a kid.
No, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Take that medicine. You got it, girl. Drink your apple juice. Drink your apple juice. How about that?
That's good. I almost wanted to have some apple juice right there.
Yeah, well, after a little amoxicillin, why not?
Oh, that's like a, yeah, chase it.
Infection.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, and look at, and with one swoop, I'm gone. I'm out of the room.
Look at that, hey? Amazing. See, you really do it all, Billy.
I do. My wife has got some kind of stomach flu, and she's in bed, so I'm kind of doing it all this morning.
Now, you were just sick, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm just wrapping up mono. How's that?
Oh. Nice.
Killed me.
Now let's back on this whole Bunn's criteria. Like, how closely, like, who decided, and how close was it examined? Like, did you actually take pictures of people and look at them and just stare
well,
at them?
We have Bunzologists who work for Access mm-hmm. Hollywood. So we really got that. We got permission and access to each person on the list to examine them while they're sleeping on their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And
you do the same thing at Miss USA.
We just sat in a room full of producers, probably 30 people. I was not involved in it, but all the top producers of the show got together and they battered it around, so they agreed.
Yeah, if you could give an award for celebrity media darling, who would it be?
Right now?
Yeah.
Celebrity media darling. Right now it's Hugh Jackman, but that'll change because the next movie will come out. But people love Hugh. And they fawn over him at this moment. I love the guy too. Can't help it. He's just that nice. Who else? Will Smith. I mean, come on, people adore Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, who would you give it to for biggest media enemy?
Right, it rotates. I think Jessica Simpson's had a hard time lately. People, mom jeans and calling her fat and all those things. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because her clothing empire is huge. She makes almost $500 million on that clothing empire. It's huge. And yet, so people love her. And yet the media beats her up.
You're known for some good on-air jokes and pranks. Are you working on anything? Can you give us a sneak peek of something that you're concocting right now?
Oh, my God. I got a great thing going on this afternoon. My wife, hopefully she'll be feeling a lot better because... For Mother's Day, Heidi Klum is bringing a Mother's Day gift basket from Victoria's Secret to the house. And my wife doesn't know. She thinks the cameras are here because we have an organic garden that we're starting and we're doing a little green piece. And she thinks that's the reason why the cameras are coming. What she doesn't know is that the door is going to be knocking the door and she's going to go answer the door. And it's Heidi Klum with a gift basket for her.
Wow. And how do you arrange something like that? Who do you have to call?
I'll be honest with you. This one was Heidi's idea.
Oh, wow. See, you know what? When you're in the know and you know everybody, they come to you.
Doing something for Victoria's Secret. How about I surprise your wife? I think that could be fun. I said, whoa, that's a great idea.
All right, let me just recap. So Victoria's Secret, Miss USA, best buns, best breasts.
And amazingly, my wife tolerates because she benefits.
And very quickly, who's your pick for winning American Idol?
It's going to be, I don't know. It's down to Gokey and Lambert, I agree, but I believe that no matter what, Lambert's the bigger star and makes more money and sells more records.
All right, we'll have to see and watch how it plays out. Billy Bush, Access Hollywood airs in syndication. Check your local listings. Thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
Who are the Kardashians feuding with now? What did that little thug Justin Bieber do this time? Who's getting hitched and who's headed for Splitsville? Hear the latest celebrity news and gossip every day, an entertainment wrap-up. The good, the bad, the ugly, but mostly the ridiculously hilarious. It's all recapped in this daily segment at entertainmentwrapup.com. Have a laugh at the expense of the rich and famous when they take themselves way too seriously. It's 3 minutes of time-wasting fun at entertainmentwrapup.com. Check out Entertainment Wrap-Up at entertainmentwrapup.com. Brought to you by Speak Free Books.
It's never too early to start thinking about your next holiday. Have you checked out Mexico recently? From tequila tasting, swimming with horses, to ziplining through the jungle, and watching whales and dolphins in their natural habitat, Puerto Vallarta has it all. Visit mexico.jbonair.com to see all the fun PV has to offer. That's at mexico.jbonair.com for hundreds of photos, interviews, and videos from around the tourist hotspot. Check out mexico.jbonair.com for all the fun. That's mexico.jbonair.com.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling. Tweet up the scribble at the Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Bradley. It's all going down right now on Twitter at the Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
Well, Dr. Karen Anderson joining us on the line. She's going to chime in on the story that either everybody loves talking about or hates hearing. Dr. Karen, how are you?
I'm fine, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good. And see, I'm one of those people that I love talking about this. It's an entertainment story now. So I've got to ask you, I know you've already heard what Trump had to say. That's been in the news for how long? Do you look at Donald Trump differently now after hearing his comments than you looked at him a week or two ago?
No, because none of that surprised me. And obviously, I know what the rest of us know. We know what we hear from this source. We know what we hear from this source. All sources tend to have some sort of angle, whether they're liberal or conservative. But everything I've heard of that man, none of that was inconsistent with my impression of him.
And so we have these people, Gloria Allred. She's the bloodhound who's always out defending women. You know, she wants more tapes from The Apprentice released because she wants to know. But like you're saying, is that really going to make a difference when you already know what you know about him? Why bother?
Yeah, to me, no. And I think that people pretty much have an impression of him, again, based on their own political affiliation or their own interest in his past as a reality TV star and as a business mogul and so forth. And I don't know that digging into anything further is really going to have anything different come to light. I think it's going to be more of the same. And I don't understand also, just on another point, I'm good with women having people advocating for us and so forth, but also, I mean, we can hold our own too. I mean, I don't know that we need people getting so into it, and then it's just discrimination. I'm thinking, well, it was just talk. You just had a conversation with a guy. I don't personally like what they were saying, but I'm not going to be all bent out of shape about a conversation that I'm sure millions of men across the world are having. Very similar conversations on a daily basis.
So, and, you know, let's be honest, lots of female TV hosts in recent days and, you know, all week have said, you know, while I've asked guys if guys really talk like that, of course guys have told them no. Of course they've said that. Now,
right.
And now I'm going to, not all guys talk like this, nor am I saying that it's acceptable behavior, but people do talk like this. So is the shock more because he's running for president, or is it because guys are having this conversation? Like, should Chris Hansen from Dateline be after him? Do we feel that Trump is going to be a predator now?
No, I don't. I don't feel he's going to be. I think it's another example of let's take this and let's blow it up because it seems worthy. And I don't think that always folks in the media are always being completely objective, although journalists are supposed to be. I think sometimes they're looking for something that's going to be sensationalistic and they're going to just ride that wave and get the ratings. And so, yeah, I think it's, I mean, to my mind, I heard about the tape, then I went to YouTube and watched it, and I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be way worse. The way people were reacting.
Yeah. Now, as a wife, you've been married several times. Six, seven, is it?
Yeah, I'm up to seven now.
Yeah, and Larry King, one of the most. No, I'm just. I always tease Karen about that. But as a wife, and so let's say your husband, a public figure, even though he made such comments 11 years ago. Do you have a conversation with him about it? You were married to him at the time, but is it kind of like, you know what? He said it so long ago, like, who cares? What would be your take on this as a wife?
Right. So now that goes to a different level for me. That would be personally just hurtful because I'm not even trying to say, like, boys will be boys, but I just know that men are going to have conversations like that. But now, once you're married and once you are now, you've said, Val, you committed to me. Now that, like, I'm not offended, like, for all women everywhere, but as a wife, that would be hurtful. And I would be irritated. I'd be like, really? You're talking like that? Because we're married, and now that's to my mind, is different. It's on the personal level, and it's more of a violation of the marital vows, more so than a violation or a trying to be discriminating to women in general, to my mind.
So let's add another layer to this, because the evidence of Trump and his comments about females have been widely reported on The View back in, could it be 2006? I don't recall the exact year. And, you know, we've heard about how he talks about his own daughter on Howard Stern's show. Stern says, you know, your daughter is a, you know, hot piece of ass. Is it okay to say that? He says yes. So say you're married to Trump and you know that he runs beauty pageants and he's made comments like this. Do you think Melania is really that surprised by it? I mean, she sort of came out last weekend and said, you know, it's hurtful, but was she just sort of doing that to save face? What if you know that your husband's like that, are you really going to have a reaction?
Well, right, and interesting. I had not heard of Melania's response, but somehow, for some reason, I missed that. But you knew your husband. I mean, she had to have known. And I don't know the woman at all, and nor do I want to suggest that I can speak for her, but I know that when I was getting married, in each of my engagements, which there were 7 or 8,
yeah, there were a few.
But when I was engaged, or even before I got engaged, I was looking for, observing this person that I'm considering committing my life to, and that's the time to figure out if this person conducts themselves in a way that is consistent with something that you can handle. Now, of course, there's things that happen, again, as Trump put it, in the locker room, that women aren't privy to, and that she couldn't possibly know. But I think, especially him being a public figure, I think she knew.
She says, the words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man that I know. He has the heart and mind of a leader. Let's sort of flip this around, because how many times have we heard someone, male, female, old, young, whatever, they're really, really mad and they say, oh, I'm going to kill him. Oh, I'm going to kill her. They don't mean it literally. And that's murder we're talking about. I would think worse than grabbing someone. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, what, people aren't blasted for saying that. You're not hearing about people losing their jobs because they said 10 years ago, oh, I'm going to kill him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What makes this different?
Yeah, and I'm actually, I'm one that tries to be very careful, because I do think words are powerful. So I don't want to try to dismiss words. It's just, it's completely meaningless. I mean, words are powerful, and the way we frame our speech, it's meaningful. But you're right. I mean, people are able to say things, and everyone kind of just understands it's in the heat of the moment, or in this case, it's just boys, like, posturing. And I mean, I think sometimes guys do that, from my observations. Guys sometimes try to, you know, stick their chest out and beat their chest and kind of look like I'm the top dog in the room or whatever, and maybe that's what was going on. But I do think the impression of the President of the United States matters. It certainly matters worldwide, no question, and leadership is huge and it's important. But at the same time, we know that many, many, many past presidents have done a lot more than talk in terms of being inappropriate with women. So it's kind of interesting that where we choose to draw the line and what we choose to find will be offensive, and what we choose to go, well, men do such things.
You heard earlier in the show our interview with Billy Bush from a few years ago, back in 2009. He was talking about hosting one of those pageants and even saying that Trump surrounds himself with beautiful women. Let's swing over to Billy Bush, formerly of Access Hollywood, and I guess formerly of NBC now. He was talking about celebrity boobs and butts, and again, not even necessarily guy talk, because it was segments that were coming up on Access Hollywood, so we can't blame him for that. But something that did catch a lot of people's ears is that he's talking about them with his kids in the background. So is this concerning that a parent was having such conversation right in front of their kids?
Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, of course, if his kids are 1.5, I mean, I don't know how old his kids were at the time, that, you know, it's going to go over their heads. But I do think as a parent, we have to be very, very careful about the content of our conversation. And I think parents oftentimes nowadays are struggling with that boundary and the hierarchy in the home. Even though talk about things like finances and things that kids shouldn't be privy to. And this is based on my experience in family systems theory. And I think some parents just kind of want to I'm just going to be cool, the cool parent, and I'm going to be my kid's best friend, which is actually a horrible idea and robs your kids of having a true parent, because kids can have plenty of friends, but they only get one father and one mother. So I don't know if it was just kind of a slip like that, or if it's, again, a character issue where this is who he is, and so he talks about such things all the time in front of whoever.
I sense that you don't like kids. No?
I think you're looking in the mirror, Jeremy.
I can't stand kids, I'm not going to lie. So from a psychological, from an inside-the-head perspective, why do people have the conversations that Trump and Bush had together? Were they just being guys? Does Trump really feel that way? Do people honestly think, hey, I'm going to go and molest a grown person who doesn't see me for that? Like, take me inside somebody's head.
Yeah, it's so interesting you ask that question, because when I heard the tape, felt to me like such posturing. Like, it just felt like, for whatever reason, it was like Trump wanted to just appear like a big shot with the lady in front of Billy for whatever reason. And it just, because, I mean, the way that Billy was laughing, it was like, haha, and I'm thinking, it just almost seemed forced. Like, he didn't even think it was that funny, really. But he was just like, okay, here's this big guy, you know, who's got a lot of moxie and a lot of swagger, and he's telling me what he does, and I'm just going to, ha, ha, ha. And do I really think that Trump would walk up to people and start, like, to women and just start groping them? I doubt it, but, I mean, you know, if that happens. So it's really hard for me to get in that mindset, honestly, because it's so foreign to the way I think. So it's either we have rational people and then we have irrational people, and it's very hard for rational people to make sense of irrational people. But then again, I think it was mostly just talk. I think he was just trying to come off as I'm the big man on this campus right now.
Let's get the female perspective on this, because we've heard about locker room talk for guys. You've been around, mm-hmm. you know, 40, 50, 60 years. Tell me. No, you're scoffing. Did she hang up? She's hung up on it. She's thought about it a few times, but tell me, be honest, you don't have to name names, but, you know, with your friends or whatever, do females talk dirty things about guy parts?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I think there's locker room talk, and I think that women have those conversations over brunch with some martinis, and things get said. I mean, they do. The thing that's different, I guess, is that because women have had an inferior status in society, that if we, quote-unquote, objectify men, it doesn't have the same kind of power, because men are still patriarchal in our culture. So men are still on top, so to speak. Whereas when men objectify women, it really reflects that we are at a lower status, still to this day, obviously, even though we've made great strides. And so I think that there's, like, if women do it, it's still considered, well, that's just funny, and it's meaningful. When men do it, it's like, well, but they do have the power position, and they actually could play out this talk, and if it became reality, it would be then quite oppressive and a violation of rights. And so it's not quite the same. I don't think it can be comparable, even though I would agree with you, it does happen.
If we had more time, I would push you on that men on top thing, because I think we're learning a lot about Karen's relationships at this point. But you know, we're out of time. I know you have a great book out there that people can read. One more plug for that.
Yeah, thanks. It's called Single is the New Black. Don't wear white till it's right. And it's just a word of it's girl talk. So it's for single guys too, but mostly women are the ones that buy such books. But it's a word of encouragement and empowerment. There's a lot of single shaming out there. And if a woman is past a certain age and she's still single, she can oftentimes get a lot of flack from different people around her. So it's just a word of encouragement to say, hey, you're doing the right thing, because you're not settling for someone just to be in a relationship, and you're strong enough to go it alone. And yeah, so hang in there, and don't wear white till it's right.
And people get it where?
So on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and there's an ebook format or the typical paperback. And yeah, and that's drkarin.me is my website. Dr. Karin is drkarin.me. And I talk about single stuff, but also dating, relationships, love, marriage, family stuff, how to get along with your in-laws, and all sorts of things.
Well, next week on the show, we've got some Halloween cheapskate tips from my best-selling book, and from ABC's designated survivor, LaMonica Garrett, will be joining us. How ironic, Secret Service, he's protecting the president. Maybe Trump or Clinton needs it. My thanks to Dr. Karen Anderson for joining us today, and remember to subscribe to The Scribble on SoundCloud and iTunes. My name is Jeremy Bradley. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at @thescribbleshow. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat, give your mind.